Now we're in lesson 111. We're going to look at one more evidence for the resurrection and look at a skeptic's argument against it. Does the resurrection really stand up to alternative theories to attack from non-believers? If you click on the screen, a skeptic's charge is, well, haven't there been some pretty good explanations for why Jesus wasn't actually raised from the dead? The answer is we can refute the six main resurrection theories that are put out there as alternative theories to him rising from the dead. You have the swooning theory, which is really the one that the Muslims believe, that he didn't actually die on the cross. He was actually still alive when they took him down, and he was able to walk out of the grave, out of the where he was being held in the tomb. The second is the hallucination theory, where his resurrection was just an hallucination. It didn't really happen. The impersonation theory. It wasn't really Jesus who was put on the cross. It was someone else. You know, there are some people who argue that it was really Simon who helped carry the cross. Then you have the spiritual resurrection. It's not meant to be taken literally. It wasn't physical. It was a spiritual thing. Then you have the theft, that the disciples actually stole Jesus' body. Then you have something known as the unknown tomb. The disciples just simply went to the wrong tomb, so they got the wrong one. Well, all six of these are easily refuted. You can read them in detail in the book that you can get, the online classroom book you can buy online, and they don't stand up at all. So feel free. There's a lot of material there. We won't go over it in this, but we just want to make you aware of those theories that are out there and how they're easily refuted. So that's lesson 111.